I was dreaming. There were no windows, nor could you see daylight. We were definitely underground. There was a pungent, earthy smell in the air. I'm wearing jeans, tennis shoes, and a long-sleeve black shirt that I had been in for quite some time. There were other servants of God milling around me, and I was doing a mental checklist about who would be in the next group to go out and minister to others. When suddenly, all communications and lighting ceased. We had no power, no telecommunications, no satellite, no electricity, nothing. It was complete darkness all around us. I was wondering how this happened, since we were on solar power, but was not sure if we had been having daylight lately due to being underground for a while. Just then my cousin John came up to me and said he was working on getting us auxiliary power. John stands just over 6 feet 2 inches tall, and there were only several inches between him and the ceiling height. He is a chemical engineer and is very good at troubleshooting the operations of various systems. I have another cousin who is an electrical engineer and was hoping he was there also, but never saw him among us. As a side, in my family, on both sides of the family, you are either in real estate, engineering, or in education. Family reunions consisted of teachers, realtors / builders, and engineers. The topics of discussion always fell into those three categories, and we would typically group together according to our profession. One day, I always knew the Lord would use some of my relatives for His purposes in the end times. That's how Jesus is going to save them. For years, my mom, sister, and I would pray for our relatives who didn't know the Lord. We prayed, Lord, please touch and move on their hearts. And we would mention each of them by name. And do not let our family die in their sins. Do not let me or anyone else die in our sins. Save them, O Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We need people, dreams, and angels to be sent with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to our loved ones. Thank you, God, for your mercy to defer judgment and your unending love to save their souls. Amen. So it was a huge relief to see Cousin John in the dream. My work in this underground refuge was to coordinate who came in to train as an end-time minister for Christ. And when the Lord said they were ready, I would send them out in very small groups of 2 to 4 people. When all of our communications and electricity ceased to work, Jesus began speaking. You were warned of this in advance, Elizabeth, and have prepared the supplies necessary to continue my work. For a short time, no more of my servants will be sent out. Work with those who are currently with you. And please pray around the clock. There should always be someone in adoration, someone covering you all with heavenly weapons and my angelic protection, immersed in spiritual warfare prayer, foiling and confounding the attacks of the enemy, and someone praying continually in the spirit, backing up their brother and praying against retaliation. As a note, whoever is praying for covering and protection over a group, this is in addition to each of us putting on our armor several times a day, saying the binding prayer, and sending out swords. Jesus continued, this holy practice is known as a triune prayer team. That is why you have everyone on a rotating sleep schedule. There is great heavenly power when three of my dear ones are in unison and about my business. Graces and impartations will flow directly from my Father's throne down to you. I have given heart dwellers and all my people the necessary tools to hear from me and know my voice, to have the wisdom and understanding to know when they are being directed by my Spirit and when the enemy is influencing their thoughts and actions. My precious ones, so often you will seek out many people to interpret a dream, vision, or a word I have given specifically to you. When all you need to do is be still before me, and I will give you confirmations in your thoughts and daily readings. If you feel anxious and fearful in your spirit, it is not from me, but the enemy. My ways are to empower and uplift you to carry out my work." And that was the end of his message. Dear heart dwellers, the Lord is absolutely right, as usual. He has given us so many teachings on discernment and hearing from him. And this will become very important when the lights go out and electronic communication is cut off. We encourage all of you to go to our website at heartdwellers.org. Click on the search button, put in a topic, such as discernment, click on search, and you can also search for terms using Google. Then print the messages you need so you and your family will have hard copies when your internet goes down. God bless you and keep you all.